Good morning, you're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm at Coverings 2009 in Chicago, Illinois. I'm in the Florida Tile booth, and I'm standing here with Massimo Barberi. How you doing, Massimo?
Very well. Thank you very much. How about yourself?
I'm doing okay. I'm okay. Hey, I've got to tell you, looking around this booth, you have some of the more traffic in your space than I've seen in a lot of these booths. So, what is the secret? What are you doing here?
I tell you, we invested a lot in technology and new production, and it looks like people is well receiving this, and we got really a phenomenal response this first day. So I hope that will transfer and translate into sales very soon, but the first reaction has been really enthusiastic.
Okay, great. Well, let's give just our listeners a quick background. Florida Tile, as many of you know, been in the tile business for a long time. When did you get started?
Over 50 years.
Yeah, 50 years ago.
Yeah.
But new life, 3 or 4 years ago,
yes.
you were actually bought by the Panaria Group, an Italian company. And I guess it historically been making tiles in red body tiles in Georgia, and you had a wall plant in Kentucky, in Lawrenceburg, Kentucky, and you spent $25 million. You completely retooled that plant, and now that's your primary USA facility.
Yes.
So that's where you make, I think, probably 75% of the products you sell, you make right there in Lawrenceburg, Kentucky.
Yeah, that's totally right. I mean, we are backed by the power of a huge manufacturer like Panaria Group. We have four manufacturing facilities in Italy, two in Portugal, and one here in the United States. And so we always invest in new technology, but actually a major investment was done here in the United States, because this was a strategic move for our group to be present in a consistent way in this market.
Well, I got to tell you, I looked around before we did this interview, talked to a couple of your salespeople, and found out that you didn't stop investing when you opened this plant in Lawrenceburg, Kentucky. I mean, you've continued to invest, because now, looking at some of the tiles that you're featuring here, they have this new inkjet technology, so you've just invested in that too, haven't you?
Absolutely. Luckily for us, we were investing in this technology in Italy since it was available, and we have the two main machinery in our Italian and European plants. And so it's already 2 to 3 years that we know this technology, and we were able to finally place this technology even in our domestic production. So this has been a great achievement, and this is again an effort that we are very proud, and it looks like people is recognizing this bigger aesthetic value.
Well, and the advantage of that is that almost every tile can be unique. That's one advantage. Plus, you can have texture on the tile, and you get good coverage. You don't have to worry about whether or not the tile is smooth to get a good print off.
Some of the main advantages of the technology to feature some of the best one is that you're able to write with your glaze on top of the surface, and to not to have any window effect on the edge of the tiles, but even to write on texture finishes. And plus, if you talk about one of the biggest enhancement of this technology is the fact that you are able to achieve a graphic variation that before wasn't even thinkable. And just to give you a figure, if a regular autocolor is able to do 25 by 56 inch as a graphic development, as an extension of a graphic development, this technology is able to go up 25 feet by 35 to 40 foot. So this is it's like talking about in a regular production, I don't know how technical you want to go, but if we regularly talk about a battery of 4 autocolors, this line is comparable to 8 batteries of 4 autocolors each. So you have an outstanding graphic variation.
As we know, a lot of what is emulated with the porcelain tile is that you want to make it look like natural stone, and natural stone is random, and there's no pieces that look exactly alike. So you're able to get actually closer to that look than a lot of other people are able to, right?
Yes. We have been starting from the real stone that is really a true inspiration and is a true beautiness. Clearly, the best part is achieving that big aesthetic value, but with all the advantages of the porcelain that transfer into a lower cost of installation, a higher life cycle for the product, and clearly ease of cleanability and maintenance that is not at all comparable with the real slate, but keeping the same beautiness. So these are the most advantages of the porcelain production.
But tell us, what else do you have that you're introducing at the show?
We are introducing several lines, three major lines. One through body porcelain, that is going to be another huge achievement for our USA manufacturing manufacturing plant, and then another glazed porcelain that is an atrotocolor glazed porcelain, again with use graphic variation. So three floor and wall combination with the modular sizes that will give our customers the opportunity to play with layout patterns and for both residential and commercial usage. And plus, and not only because we don't stop ourselves into the tile manufacturing, but we are offering as well a complete a line of metal, stainless steel, and even some accent pieces, both in solid metals and even an extensive line of cast resin, decos and listellos to complete and be a nice complement for the collection of tiles and stone that we already are servicing our customers.
So all that's new this year?
Yes, all of this is new, and you can imagine this speaks volume about the intention of the company to be a player and a leader in the U.S. market, despite these difficult times.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's amazing with the economy where it is that you guys are putting that much investment in new products and looks. So, my hat's off to you. So tell us, obviously, just to speak about the economy for a minute, what's your take on where we are and where we're headed?
I tell you, I mean, I'm receiving really mixed signals. January and February were some of the most problematic months ever, and then March we started to see a pickup. April beginning was right, so it is very difficult to see, but I want to see the glass half full always, and I think that working hard and you always at the very end will be successful. And so I think that this period economically will last still a while. I hope to start to see some signs of final recovery around September or October of this year. If this is happening, then I think that the major part will be of trouble will be finished, and we will be really ready and finally ready to get some fruits of this hard work and hard investments.
Okay, and actually you're poised, the way you're set up, you're actually poised to recover early, because a majority of your business is in the residential market, and many people are saying that the residential market is going to be one of the first to come back, right?
We definitely hope so. We didn't want to, Florida Tile has been strong in the residential, and so it's not that only because residential was down consistently you can change the nature of your business.
Right.
And we are not like that.
Yeah.
We are simply, our core business is and will stay on the residential side. And clearly now we are expanding our horizons even into the commercial, because we think we have the manufacturing ability and the aesthetic ability and the know-how to go into that segment as well. But definitely our core business will stay the residential one. And so hopefully this has been the first one to suffer, so hopefully will be the first one to recover.
All right, fantastic. Well, Massimo, I appreciate you spending time with us. We've been talking to Massimo Barbari, who is the Executive Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Florida Tile, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.